In some sense, you could say that the beginning of the national mood shift and political revolution regarding same-sex marriage began with a bit of bothersome paperwork back in 1975. Two men walked into the Boulder, Colorado County Clerk's office and asked Clerk Clela Rorex for a marriage license. She couldn't think of a good reason not to give them one, so she did and helped start something that 40 years later involves some much more historic paperwork. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments this week in a case expected to finally decide the issue of same-sex marriage as a constitutional question. She's retired today, but Clela Rorex never expected that a county clerk's decision would raise issues for the highest court in the land.
I just had taken office in January of 75, and I don't think I really knew anyone who was gay or lesbian at the time. So these two guys that first came to my office were not from Boulder. They were from Colorado Springs, which is a hotbed of conservatism. And they went to the county clerk there first to ask for a marriage license. And she said, oh, we don't do that kind of thing here. Go to Boulder. So that is how they ended up on my doorstep.
And your response to them was, what kind of questions did you ask?
Well, they told me why they wanted to be married, and it had something to do with them qualifying for the Homestead Act, which sounded reasonable to me. And I sought the opinion of our district attorney. He read our Colorado Marriage Code. The ordinance at the time did not prohibit issuing licenses to two people of the same sex. It just didn't address it in our marriage code. And so if I wanted to do this, I was within my legal right to offer the license.
So there's the question of, did you want to do this? There's the question of, did you think it was the right thing to do? There's the question of, if there's no law preventing it, maybe you're supposed to. How did you think about it?
This is where it kind of gets confusing for even me, because people expect me to say something kind of profound. But the truth is, to me, it was simply, here were two people who were asking for a legal right. I was an active feminist at the time. We were asking for legal rights. To me, there just wasn't any difference. And so the very core of me said, I'm not the person to discriminate if two people of the same sex want to get married. And that was pretty much my thinking. If other people are seeking equal rights, why not all people? And I just made the decision to do it. I didn't want to legislate any kind of morality, personal or otherwise. And I felt that if the law did not prohibit me issuing same-sex marriage licenses, then I truly felt that I should do so.
And clearly, you don't think that's profound?
Well, I think I learned later that it was profound. I can't tell you how naive I was at the time. You have to understand I was pretty young, 31, and I hadn't had a lot of exposure to many other places, and certainly not to the gay and lesbian community. And it was very simple for me, a question of, am I going to be the one to take away such a right if this right exists? And I could never have lived with that. I didn't know at the time how strongly I felt about that. I often say I grew into it, because as years went on, all I could think about was, I am so glad I made that decision that I did.
Now, do you stay in touch with any of the couples who were part of that history-making set of decisions that you made back in 1975?
About 30 years later, I was contacted by one of the couples, Tony Sullivan and Richard Adams, who did stay together for over 40 years before Richard passed away in December of 2012. And I am so, so happy that I did. I saw how they were together. I saw how meaningful that marriage license was to them. And it brought it home full circle that I saw a couple who stayed together for all those years feeling deeply that they were married.
And certainly puts a different spin on the you know, mindless paperwork that you think of when you think of a county clerk.
Yeah, yes, it does. You know, nobody would have thought that an issue like this would really come before a clerk and recorder in those days. My own father had been a county clerk and recorder for 30 years over in Routt County by Steamboat Springs. And it was mindless paperwork, you know, recording documents, issuing license plates, writing out a marriage certificate, those kinds of things. You just don't think that somebody in an administrative level of government like that really can be called upon sometimes to make important decisions. And even if you look at things now, with the Supreme Court soon to hear once again whether marriage equality will be the law of the land, you see administrative officials, county clerks, and others putting up all kinds of roadblocks to try to not issue licenses to same-sex couples. You see administrative officials saying they're not going to change the gender on a driver's license or on a birth certificate. It's very petty to me. It's petty. Government officials, I feel, get hamstrung with red tape and they should find a way around it. It's not like you're asking for the impossible.
That's amazing. So what do you think of the debate now around the Supreme Court?
Well, my toes and fingers are crossed. It just has to go forward. We cannot have piecemeal civil rights in our country. And to me, marriage equality is a civil rights issue. It's a human rights issue.
Well, Clela, it's been great talking to you. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
Clela Rorix is a former Boulder County, Colorado clerk who gave marriage licenses to six same-sex couples back in 1975.